Sponsors of a bill to require the labeling of genetically modified foods, or GMOs, say they hope to have better luck this year advancing the legislation after it died in committee late last year. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The bill would require that all genetically engineered food sold in New York be clearly labeled. Assembly sponsor Linda Rosenthal, a Democrat, says the measure would give consumers the choice of whether they want to buy genetically altered food or not.
We have the right to know what is in the food we buy and the food we consume. And that's the, you know, it's a consumer protection effort.
Rosenthal does have questions about whether genetically altered food is potentially harmful, though she says the bill is not about that.
The evidence is not in, but I've heard some disturbing reports about GMOs, and particularly the fact that more and more pesticides have to be used on crops that are near GMO crops. And who wants to ingest that?
Rosenthal was joined by a state lawmaker from neighboring Connecticut. Representative Tony Huang sponsored a law that would eventually require that GMO food be clearly labeled in his state. Huang, a Republican, says he's not against genetically engineered foods and is not convinced that they are harmful. But he also views it as a right-to-know issue.
It's an issue that crosses, you know, partisan lines because guess what? Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Green, the product line is the food that we ingest, and we should know what's in it.
The New York bill has a sponsor in the GOP-led state Senate, Senator Ken LaValle. But the bill has not yet made it out of committee in either house. It was voted down in the Consumer Protection Committee in the Assembly in the waning days of last year's session. Assemblywoman Rosenthal says she thought she had the votes for passage, but says at the last minute, some on the committee changed their minds. She blames big agricultural companies like Monsanto and their lobbyists.
Monsantos of the world are spending millions upon millions of dollars trying to prevent passage of labeling laws around the country.
Rick Zimmerman is with the Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance, which represents larger farms, seed distributors, and other parts of the agricultural industry. He says Monsanto is getting a bad rap. He says the organic food industry, which includes some large conglomerates, is also spending millions of dollars to help see the labeling bills passed in the Northeast.
The organic food industry is funding a lot of this initiative to disparage commercial agriculture. And it's all about increasing market share, purely and simply.
Zimmerman says the bill's supporters are trying to simplify the issue into a consumer rights matter, but he says it's far more complex than that.
It's a complicated truth versus a simple lie. And what is going on here, in our opinion, is people are being convinced that this is simply right to know. But in fact, we believe this is a right to confuse and right to scare consumers. It's a right to disparage mainstream agriculture here.
He says no major studies have proved harm from genetically modified foods, and he says the pesticide most commonly used, Roundup, is far less dangerous than the pesticides of prior decades, and the residue largely evaporates before the crops are harvested. Zimmerman says there is a way to use existing labels to avoid genetically engineered food by organic. Assemblywoman Rosenthal is persevering. She's trying to win more support for her measure this year.
I have 46 bipartisan co-sponsors on my bill, so I'm looking forward to passing it here.
The Assembly Consumer Protection Committee could hold a vote on the bill to label genetically engineered food by the end of the month. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.